Indians are trying their hands at international cuisine like Thailand, Mexico, Lebanon, and so on. Anything that tingles the taste bud suits the pocket.
The site itself conveys 1,000 words. The unique flavors, the spicy aroma, the rich colors. The mouth begins to water. From the tandoor of Punjab to the curries of the south, it is difficult to bind the diversity of the Indian cuisine. But for the Indian palate itself, it is passe. Search is on for something new, something more outlandish.
We have more inquisitive Indians having food than anyone else, you see. It's not that we have a lot of Russians, you give them what you like. But the Indians are more particular, that you know this food is more appealing, more reasonable. Because if you give them a proper preparation, Japanese style preparation, they say it's filling. And it's a wonder being here. We enjoyed our evening and we like the food.
And so, the restaurants in the metropolis are lining all this exotic fare from the distant shores just to lure the new age Indian consumer. Ingredients are as authentic as the recipes here, exported all the way from the native countries, and so are the chefs. The choice ranges from the spicy Thai cuisine to the delicious Mexican fare, but the hottest bet in India at present is the Southeast Asian food. Foreign cuisines in India are grabbing a share of nearly 10% of the total hotel industry. The imported food products worth $15 million cater to this sector that is nearly 60% of the total food import. The cuisine comes packaged with the ambience and culture of its native country. Welcome to Thailand, at the heart of the capital, New Delhi. Globalization during the 90s ushered in the food revolution in India. After conquering the vast market for fast foods, now it is the turn of elaborate cuisines. As more and more Indians travel abroad, taste buds have gone truly global.
We had done a demographic check within the city as well as in other cities in India, and we realized that people who were traveling to Southeast Asia desired Thai food. It had almost become a preference whilst it was not available in India. So it was a safe choice to work with because the connect with the food and the cuisine style was already there. So there was no risk that we were running in terms of acceptability at any point in time.
Few Indians would be able to manage so well. Traditionally, Indians have been conservative eaters, but experimentation seems to be the name of the game now. With money to spend, few care for the right-hand side of the menu. But Indians are also conscious health-wise, the reason why the dry and boiled Japanese cuisine is fast gaining popularity.
It's my personal favorite. I think it's the combination of flavors and the fact that the food in itself is fairly light, so it doesn't sit heavy on the stomach. So it's an easy cuisine to have for lunch.
Chinese cuisine is probably the greatest success story of India's foreign food market. Joints are present at every nook and cranny. Indian chefs seem to have mastered the art. Chow mein, Manchurian, chili chicken, they're hardly a novelty anymore. This is already a part of Indian food lore. It is time for something new.